world of gold as instrument of creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Thank you for the life of every one of us. Blessed be thy holy name. Holy Spirit, we worship you because you are our maker. You are our defender. You are our helper. You are our strengthener. You are the upholder of our life. With your right hand of righteousness, we bless you, Lord. Thank you for the success of these meetings. Thank you for your wonders in our heart already. Thank you for all the instruments you have used. Blessed be thy holy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We trust you that you will carry us through this meeting.
Amen.
And all glory shall be yours.
Amen.
Victory shall be ours.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We bless your name forever. In Jesus' name. Tonight, we will experience your faithfulness.
Amen.
And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's have our seat. Every one of us have a calling. And my earnest prayer is that the Almighty God will help us to fulfill our callings. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to share someone with you tonight. I didn't say I want to share something. Because if I say I want to share something, it should be an insult. You can't call Jesus something. I'm correcting myself already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Do you know why? Blessed assurance is better than blessed insurance. What I want to share with you tonight is blessed assurance, which is better than blessed insurance. You know, some of you have insurance yet. You have academic insurance, but the assurance is better than the insurance. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Matthew chapter 3. Verse 11. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, for he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Luke chapter 3 verse 16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus Christ, the baptizer, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's what we are dealing with tonight. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the only way, the only truth, the only life, the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This matter tonight is a matter that matters. If your life must be matter. John the Baptist, as he was about rounding up his ministry, he said, look, the only ministry that God gave him is to introduce Jesus and what Jesus is coming to do for man. That is why I say, blessed assurance is better than blessed insurance. I will demonstrate it now. Because there are two baptisms I saw there. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. That is insurance. But there is one man coming after me. He's mightier than I. I am not capable of removing his shoe. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That is blessed assurance. Thank God for all the illustrations that God has been giving to us. Thank you very much. All of you, make sure anywhere you see opportunity, please, immediately, don't waste your time. We will deal with the blessed assurance first before assurance. Yeah? It's okay. No. This is assurance. This is insurance. Hallelujah. You know, there's one thing I'm always happy with. Eh? God helping me to be a preacher and a teacher at the same time. I love it too. Very, very wonderful. It's okay. This is water. Abi, I want you to pay close attention. And illustration help you to understand something. If you grab this reality, you will never be a failure in your life. Now, what is this? What kind of handkerchief? Because if I'm to be a teacher, I will mark, when you say handkerchief, you will get half mark. Is it white or red or blue or green or albino? Hallelujah. White. Now, many today are running after water baptism that make no sense. It's simply a symbol that Jesus died, you're dead, and he was buried, and he rose again. Which has nothing to do with your heart, but it has something to do with your body. I'm going somewhere. By the time we land, you will see the assurance in reality. Now, please. No, this is water baptism. They dip you in water. Abi? When you come out, your cloth will be wet for a while. I guess 3-4 hours. What happened? It dries. And you forget the experience. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. No, brother, apostle, God did not send me to baptize. What is this brother saying? He said, but there is something greater. You know, when they baptize in water, they insure you to churches. They give you membership card. Insurance that you are now blessed insurance. You are not with me. Please. I'm just explaining something. Please forgive me for that. Now, if I remove this now. What drop there? water drops. Which anything can happen that it will dry.
Abi?
Huh? Now, did he create any mark on this?
No!
There is no mark. If I excuse you now, what happened to the handkerchief again? It's still white. Nothing changes. Nothing has happened. You only become wet and become dry again. This is the level that many Christians are today. Let me just throw the blessed insurance and come back now for the next one. I'm just explaining that one verse before we get into cruise. We are just starting so that we enter into what? Cruise. No, by next we'll be. Here is not cruising. In church, you explain. But in crusade, you cruise. Hallelujah. Now, let me pause some of this content here, please. Let me stay. No, quiet. Come on. Body. Body. It's okay, sir. Thank you. Now, hallelujah. I finished John the Baptist ministry. Now I want to enter into Jesus' ministry. You will see what will happen. If I kiss kissing this, can this cloth ever be white again?
No!
What happened? Something happened. See, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But there is one man coming after me, is mightier than. It's true, I am not worthy to lose it. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What happened to the color of this cloth? Forever. As we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your life is changed forever. Hi. You will see that when I baptized, when he was baptized with water, nothing changes the cloth. But now, something has changed. Do you know what happened now? The baptism in the Holy Ghost make you and the Holy Ghost will become one and the same. Kai, if you believe, let me hear your life lesson. Now, you see, what kind of handkerchief did I bring out? What did it turn to? With effort? No! This is God's plan for you. And when this thing happened, oh my God, which I believe, it has happened in many lives, but we don't know it. Am I communicating? Please, tell this thing to anywhere. Watch it with the best soul. It will not go. That is why Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. We shall be with you forever. Forever. Now, what happened to this cloth is that the heart of this, the spirit of this cloth now, has changed. But water baptism only wet your body. It never touched your heart. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is beyond body. Oh my God. Glory to God. Now, when this thing happens to any man, his utterance will change. His way of reasoning will change. His action will change. His performance will change. Such thing will happen to you tonight. Now, did this man need advertisement? Can anybody deny that something has happened? The reason is because the the white handkerchief has totally changed to something else. Am I communicating? So when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, this is exactly what happened to you. You will see that you will become passionate to what God is passionate of. Oh my God. I pray you, God will give us understanding. Sorry. If you keep squeezing it now with your hand, what happened? In fact, the more you squeeze it, the more it becomes. Blessed assurance is better than blessed insurance. You know, you go somewhere, they say, is it your vehicle? You say, yes. Have you brought the vehicle to your family? I say, yes. Why then do you bring it? You will have said that it's not your own, so that they will not kill you on the road. See him here. Let me tell you the truth. The golden truth. If today you are baptized with the Holy Ghost with the fire, until you finish your assignment, nobody will kill you. They may make attempt, but it will not work. Let this sink to your heart first tonight. Am I communicating? I know I cannot be a failure because I know. I don't feel it. I know it. Are you seeing it now? This is exactly what happened to your heart. This is exactly. Now, sir. If I keep squeezing it now, what kind of draw will be coming out? Of where God deep it. Now, you know, this squeezing now signifies maybe suffering comes. Abi? Trouble just attack. So when the man is filled with the Holy Ghost, the more trouble come, the more the reality of his testing come out. You see, sometimes we look at trouble as if God hands his hand in it. No. There are some trouble that God's hand is in it, so that the best of your life will come out. Hold it first, so that I'm past this way. I'm still coming back to my blessed. Sure. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But there's one man who cometh after me. Is mightier. I cannot lose his shoe. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Have you ever seen where fire burn and there is no impact? Is there anywhere at all? From now, wherever you go, there shall be an impact. You are not with me. I say wherever you go, in whatever you do, God will demonstrate his impact through your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, this baptism with the Holy Ghost and with fire is what turns you to a magnet that magnetizes helpers. Oh my God. Are you with me? You know when it happened, in the day of Pentecost, first, all the surrounding came. What is happening here? What is happening here? What is happening here? Excuse me. What pulled those crowds? From today, your life will turn to a magnet that will magnetize helpers. Listen. There is something that I keep sensing. That tonight, you will experience God in practical reality in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is this experience that makes a preacher not to tell people about Jesus, but he show people, he made people to see Jesus. The difference between telling people about Jesus and showing Jesus to people. It is this experience that will make you to show Jesus to people. A preacher should not preach about Jesus alone. A preacher should show Jesus to people. A preacher should make people to see him. You are not with me. I pray that God will give us understanding. I'm sensing something tonight that it will happen to you. You see, friends, else has come to your failure. I didn't hear your amen. I say, ends has come to your failures. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A preacher who emanates from God's heart always meet people to see Jesus. You know what to see? You can describe. But what to hear, you may not be able to describe it. But I thought got to a point. Say, to make people see what is the mystery. Please give me Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. For I am the least. Quickly. Unto me, who I am less than the least of all things, is this great given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see, not to hear. If we make all men to hear Jesus, they will go back. But when God helps you to make them to see Him, they will not go back. Hi, you are not with me. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. This is the point I trust God that I will draw your heart to in this meeting. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But there is one, the only Son of God, Jesus Christ Himself, He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I began to ask questions. Why are many people praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Yet they were not baptized. And God told me it's a wrong approach. He doesn't listen to people pray to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, because that is not God's instruction. God's instruction is that Jesus pray to the Father to release the Holy Ghost. Then you thank Jesus and receive the Holy Ghost. You don't pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is not your job to do that. It is His job. I'm confusing you. Maybe, you know, am I confusing you? Excuse me. Who will do the baptism? Him. Who is to baptize? Us. Let me show you what he said. He gave us John 14. I don't want to confuse. I just want to be very, very simple and explain something I go away. Are you in John chapter 14, verse 16, please? And I will pray the Father. Did he say you should pray the Father? Are you? Who is to pray the Father? Did he tell you to pray the Father? Why are you praying the Father for that? He won't answer you. God is not like tailor. When he measure you, he spoil your cloth, he say, I'm sorry. No. His own design, you follow it or not, or you leave it. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Who will do the praying? What is my job? To thank him and to receive and go my way. But you know, many years we have been teaching people to pray for the Holy Ghost to come. Did he tell the apostles that they should wait and pray? I don't know. There are gospel I saw this day that I'm afraid. Look at what he said. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he fear him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. What a great scripture. Do you understand the point? Is there any prayer that Jesus ever prayed that God never answered? It means God answered. The best way, one of the best, or the best way to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost is to say, Lord Jesus, I have come to receive answer to your prayer. That's why I see some people, they say, they are filled with the Holy Ghost. They are speaking in tongues, never change. Why? They pray it. They didn't make themselves to become answer to that prayer. You are not with me. No, we are going small, small. Who will do the praying, please? Let's get to verse 26. I'm going somewhere tonight, though. For the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send. Did he say who you should pray for? Who the Father will send in my name. Why should the Father send the Holy Ghost in his name? Because Jesus prayed that the Father should release the Holy Ghost for humanity. Oh my God. May God give us understanding. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. No one genuinely receives the Holy Ghost and forget things. It's not. I know what I'm talking about. The scripture you read last week, the thing come to you in the place of prayer, you begin to look for it, you don't know where it is. I doubt whether it's the one. I'm going somewhere. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, I will give the Holy Ghost peace to manifest His glory in my life and through my life, beginning from now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I will release my tongue of flesh to be connected with His tongue of fire tonight, in the name of Jesus. When it comes, your tongue of flesh is connected to His tongue of fire. Then, something happens. Let me tell all of you, listen to me. Your trouble is not your trouble. It is because you take it as your trouble. Hi. Oh my God. We are asking God, Lord, money for crusades. Is that your work? Is that what I tell you to go and look for? Is it your crusade or my crusade? I say it's your crusade. It's okay. And it should mean something I will never forget in life. Who is the father of Solomon? Some of you are afraid. Huh? King David. How many of you believe David? If you know that it's David, wave your hand. Some they refuse. They didn't know. Okay, David is the father of Solomon. Now, when God said Solomon will become a king, who gathered money for the temple to be built? His father. If God tells you to go and preach, know that God has already gathered money to finance the preaching.
Hallelujah.
Ah. Hey. Is God your father? Is David the father of Solomon?
Yes,
sir. He said, I will not build this. You will build it. But this, all this money I have prepared for you. That's why Solomon never lacked anything. Hand comes to your lack now.
Amen.
It takes the Holy Ghost to see what God has freely given to you. That will end the struggle. Can you see? Do you see Solomon looking for money? I said, no. Who gathered the money? He said, likewise you. Never go and look for money for crusade. I say, I want to do crusade through your life. I say, yes. Tell all your brethren. They should not bother about the money. I have already prepared the money. I say, Kai. Lord, you mean it. Actually, I mean it. What make me not to see this all these days? Because I didn't pay attention. Do you know the attention I didn't pay? I remember I told me something about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. If you don't ask me for detail, you will be detained. See, when you don't ask God for detail, detention is waiting for you. If you ask God for detail, you will not be detained in the custody of any life. Am I communicating? No. David prepared all the money. God vision, God will provide for his vision. Except it's not God. Somebody called her and said, how are you getting all this money? I said, the owner, supply the money. You mean, tell us. How do you levy people? I said, we don't levy people. I don't know how to levy people because I didn't work with Levites. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Please give us glory to God. First Chronicles chapter 12 verse 22. I'm so excited because you are here. Something is happening to you. I want us to put our theology aside. Let's gain something. Life is better than theology. I'm telling you the truth. Theology is good. They give you enough information. But many of them never give you life. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him. Do you notice what I'm saying? For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God. Did they call them? When this happened to you, you will become a divine magnet that magnetizes helpers. This is what I'm explaining. They came to him. How many days? Day by day. They keep coming. I've come to help you. I've come to help you. I've come to help you. Yes, some people are looking for helpers. Yes, helpers are coming to some people to help them. What is the difference? He understood a mystery. He understood what? A mystery. He understood what? A mystery. And as you are hearing this mystery tonight, everything that is not of God will disappear from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What mystery did this brother understood? It's in Psalm 54 verse 4. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold me. That uphold my soul. He said, it's the Lord that is with them. But one thing I know, God is my helper. God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. It means for anyone to come to help you, God must have put you, yeah, go there. Go and help him now. Because wherever the helper is, he attracts helps. That's one of the work of the Holy Ghost, the helper. When the helper, he said, he shall baptize you with the helper. And with fire. I began to study that. Do you notice that if fire is burning here now, you don't need anybody to announce it. The fire itself announces himself. Am I communicating? You see people will be coming. Some will carry buckets. Some will carry sand. All of it. To do what? Because it's burning. By getting the understanding of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire tonight, Your life will attract what God connects to your life. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Day by day, they came to him to help him until they became the whole, the great host of God. What a great scripture. Now, why do we have the Holy Ghost today? We don't have helper. People are not coming. Because we never acknowledge the helper as the helper. Say, behold, God is my helper. God, the help of God is the best. Some are more eloquent than I. Some have doctorate in theology. Yeah, they ask, how are you doing ministry? The help of God. The help. Say, I'm receiving God's help today. Say it again. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From today, I am receiving God's help all the days of my life. Do you notice that Brother Moses discovered this? Oh. May God open your understanding to see him. He understood this. He said, the God of my father accept me. Exodus 18, verse 4. He said, when I read, I said, oh, you mean, let me tell you the truth. Let the whole world gather against Israel. They won't prevail. Because God is their helper. They knew it. But do you know, spiritually speaking, you are an Israelite? Who should be your helper? That's why I said, I will pray the Father, and he will give another helper, which will be with you forever, not for one day. Say, the helper that the Holy Ghost has been to me will never leave me all the days of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at what's there. And the name of the other was Eleazar. For the God of my father, said he, was my help. When he was in the house of Jethro, the God of his father was his help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. So will be your portion from now. You see, these are things that we must understand. When God said, Jesus said, he had to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, that the helper has come. But one thing that the helper will never do, without acknowledging him, he will never do the help. Do you know Solomon called this vision? Eh? Trust the Lord with all your heart. And do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. For he shall do what? Direct your path. Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. Now look at this. Deuteronomy 33, verse 26 to 29. There's something I want you to learn here. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, knowing that God's helper has come. Knowing that God's helper has come to you. He is our helper. But we must keep acknowledging him. Then he begins to direct. Are you in Deuteronomy 33? From verse 26. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in the head, in thy head. Can you see? Who rideth upon the heaven in thy head, and in his excellency on the sky. Israel, let the whole world kick against them. They will prevail. No matter what anybody do. Because God is their help. Somebody said many of them are not born again. Mm-mm. Whether they are born again or not, covenant speaks. And that same covenant will speak for you. I say that same God of covenant will speak for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting hands. And he shall truce out the enemy from before thee. And shall say, destroy them. When God is your helper, when you realize it, Let any enemy rise. You don't need to fight them. They will trample them. It's not your job. Am I communicating? Say, I am here to receive God's help tonight. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also, if heaven shall draw down dew. Look at the next verse. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee? O people saved by the law, the shield of thy help. When God become your help, helper is shield. He said, all this trouble doesn't hit you because my helper. When he said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What did this brother say? It means the moment that thing happened. It means you are eternally shielded. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will begin from now to enjoy God's help. And who is the sword of the excellency? And the enemy shall be found liars unto thee. And thou shalt tread upon their high places. When God be your helper. No wonder the disciples, anything they do, they put them in prison. God removed them. What is the secret? Because they recognize that the Holy Ghost is the helper that God gave them. In any prison of life you find yourself, tonight you are coming out in Jesus' name. I say, in whatever prison of life you find yourself, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are coming out now. The Holy Ghost. I began to see him in another dimension. He's not only our counselor, he's our helper. He shielded us. He raised standard against our enemy when they come. That is why all you need after your new life experience is the Holy Ghost. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Can they differentiate this from the color? No. Why? Because they soak into it. They became one. I don't know what it does. When it comes, it pours the love of God in your heart. It didn't say we pour more. It means you become the carrier of the fullness of God. But do you know many of us, we carry the fullness of God, we never knew. I went down Romans chapter 5 verse 5. I hope that make it not ashamed. Because the love of God has been poured in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. It is a few small portion of his love. What is it? The fullness. Receive grace to understand God. Now, what will be coming out from the heart of such a man? The love of God. What does it mean? The creativity of God. The inventive of God. The innovation of God. From today, you will never have no for an answer. Hi. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost. Forever, He pour God's love in your heart. I celebrate Him every day. Thank you for filling my heart with the love of God. I don't know how to love this. I don't know. I don't ask. Lord, help me to love some. I don't do that prayer. The love is there. I should just bring it out. And you know one thing with God's love? It never fails. Other things may fail. Calculation may fail. But the love of God never fails. From today, because of what the Holy Ghost pour into your heart, failures will no longer be your portion. in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ah, if we believe you, let me, if we believe that word that is for you, let me hear your loudest amen. But the apostle said, I went up by revelation. When God opened your heart to see him, you move up. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to me. He said something in Jeremiah 17:12. He said, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of your sanctuary. Lower level is not for you. Lower level is not for you. But it takes revelation to climb that glorious throne. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive the divine heart to the glory of thy throne. In the name of Jesus. A divine hand, invisible hand, will pull you out and set you among kings. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The challenges that will connect you with the helper of your life, you will collide with it as you are living this living. Do you notice that? They say, I began to study, but I find out something. Do you really mean that? The donkey or the ass that King Saul was looking for, do you think he really lost? If he lost, he's supposed to find it. Yes. He went everywhere. When God used that medium to connect him to the throne, they say, the ass, the prophet said, even the house you are looking for has been found. It means God kept it. Yes, sir. There are some challenges that are coming to your way. God just used it as a disguise to connect you with the help of your life. I say from today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, a part of your life will locate your life. Oh my God. Do you know? Hey. Look, look. May your eyes of understanding be open now. Yeah. Do you know how they are going? They say there is a prophet, there is a seer. Saul said, look, as you see me here, I don't get anything to give the man. Eh? His armor bearer, his servant, say, oh God, don't worry. I have what you take. Yeah. Whoever thought that the head of Saul is with the servant. Oh my God. God cannot place you in Jalingo and keep your helper in US. The connection of your helper to the helper you have in US is in Jalingo. I said tonight, by reason of what you are hearing now, the helper of your life will locate you. And as soon as he saw him, story changed. They said, today we are going to the high place together and you are eating with kids. Say, me? Say, yeah, it's you. They said, in the house, they said, tell me to go and look for. God said, go and preach. He said, where is the money? The money, you will need the money as you are going to preach. Ah! They said, go and look for us. He didn't ask for anything else. They were going. Unknowing to him. Unknowing to him. That is the day. Any instruction that will connect you with the helper of your life, may you never disobey it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's so serious. If we read that story, I have to take my time to study it. My question is that, where was those asked? And the prophet said, the ass you are even looking for has been found. Don't panic. Let's go up. He said, I am the least tribe. It doesn't matter. When the help of God locates you, whether you are the least or you are not the least, but you are the one they are looking for. Listen to me. This meeting of tonight will mark the beginning of beginnings of the greatness of God in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Helper located him. Help us, helper of life. Friends, you may pray more than some people. But if they discover their own helper of life, you will look at it, you are not getting results like them. It's not because they know how to do it. It is because the helper is within. And glory to God in the highest. As your children, Jesus came to baptize you with the helper. The helper of all helpers. How many of you are getting the work now? You are seeing something. I want you to see. It is your sin. Huh? Because your sin will determine your sin. Huh? You can't speak much of what you don't see now. But when you say, I saw it, see it now, the thing is red. I saw it. What do you mean? I say, see it now, I can explain the more. Why? Your sin determines your sayings. And your saying is what you have. Your sin determines your saying. And your saying determines your having. I say your sin determines your saying. And your saying determines your having. Jesus said you will have whatsoever you say. And he told the disciples after resurrection, tell them they should go to that mountain. There they will see me. He didn't say there they will hear me. Elijah told Elijah, if only you can see me. Go ask Jeremiah, what do you see? He said, I will perform what you see. You will only become what you behold. You can't become what you are not beholding. So until you behold him, you don't change into his image. Say, we behold him with open face. Abi, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. What do I say about beholding? Looking and seeing. Many look to the only few see. May God make you a looker and a seer. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Any sharp prophet you see in the Bible, they don't hear God's word. They see God's word. Any sharp, genuine, sharp, accurate prophet in the Bible, they know they hear God's word. They only see. The way you are looking at me, I didn't understand. There are some grammar in the Bible that is ungrammatical. You can't feed them to any grammar. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 1. Let me show you one grammar that you can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The war that Isaiah the son of Amos saw. How do they see war? Is that in your Bible? The war that Isaiah the son of Amos saw. This is my challenge. The Bible did not say the war that Isaiah the son of Amos hear. He saw it. It's only what you see that you can say. But we cannot but to speak the thing which we have seen and heard. Oh my God. Are you with me? What makes Isaiah to be a gifted prophet? Esau received grace to see the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Did he enter any grammar? How can you see the word? But he saw it. And you are seeing it now. If anybody, don't doubt your baptism again. The baptism with the Holy Ghost and with fire make you one with him. Anything your heart tells you is the Holy Ghost saying. You are not different. Now, let me come back. I love this. If I keep squeezing it, what will be coming out? The drop, Abi? What am I actually squeezing? Okay, what is coming out? The content. It means the content and the handkerchief has become one and the same. Likewise, when Jesus baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, you and the Holy Ghost become one and the same. Ha! You are seeing. Are you seeing it now? I don't want you to hear it. I want you to see it. How many of you are seeing it now? The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. See, excuse me, you mean you saw the word? And at another day, I heard God showing me something, that his work, his word is working. The word working. See, you mean what? Say yes. It's working. It's working now. That's why you see somebody tap me in the dream. I saw a dream. You see a dream, I mean, he comes to talk to you. He walks to you. I talk. Genesis 3. I wish you understand. It takes mystery to make a mastery. Verse 8. Genesis 3:8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking, moving, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Ah! What a glorious thing. May the word of God keep walking to your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Walking. No wonder they never see shame when they were inside here. But the moment they were out of where the word of God is walking, they enter into trouble. But glory to God in the highest. You are not walking out of that. Say, I receive grace to see God's word. To see God's word in the name of Jesus. It's all. Are you saying something now? To make all men to see, not to hear, to see. What is the fellowship of the mystery? To make all of them to see. You see, our small illustration here, he has gone somewhere, everywhere. And it's what? Is it, did it work when you did? Do you know why? God make us to see it. So what they are reading now is becoming a drama that they can see. And it's liberating people. Your life will become a liberation to others. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All you need to do is to see. Jeremiah, wait till you see. I was sure. God did not say, Jeremiah, what do you hear? He said, what do you see? He said, I saw an almond tree. He said, you have seen where? Then I will hasten my work to perform it. I pray, as this word is going out to your life now, God will hasten it to perform it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They saw the baptism of the Holy Ghost after your repentance is the only thing you need. Share something with me. Sometimes they go and say, look, if you write your writing, if you write something down with your own handwriting, will you misunderstand me when you are reading it? I say, no. Say, likewise. The Holy Ghost who wrote the word of God is the one inside you. So that's why you are able to see what he's showing you. If it's not there, you won't see it though. So don't jubilate over there. Give thanks to him. From there, my mentality changed. Listen to me. He that wrote the word of God, he that know what he wrote there, is the one living on. It means the Holy Ghost who wrote the word of God is now reading the word of God which he wrote through your life. Why wouldn't you understand? Huh? But when you carry your Bible at the notebook, I want to read 10 chapters today. No. Don't try that. Acknowledge the writer who lives in you to read. You will be shocked the volume of the revelation you will see. But Paul got to that dimension and said, look, other people say God revealed Jesus to them. But the apostle says, it's in own case, oh, God revealed Jesus in me, not to me. What is revealed to you can be taken away. But what is revealed in you becomes yours forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what you are hearing today will become your life and your spirit forever. Galatians chapter 2, I mean chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. But when it pleased the Lord. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, not to me. To reveal his son in me. Oh my God. That I might preach him. I tell people again, preacher, you don't need to read to preach. Preaching and teaching is simply bringing out what has been forming you. That's what is called transformation. Oh my God, you are not with me? Excuse me. The image of Jesus that has been forming you, you are simply transmitting it. That's transformation. If you slide that word, transformation, when you saw him, it becomes form. An image, become an image in you. Then when you are sharing with another person, you are transmitting. You are transmitting the image of the Son of God that has been forming you. Now the other life will say, oh, I saw it. You are not teaching them. You are simply transmitting. Hi. Are you with me now? When he said, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. It means he said, let the word of God you are reading, let it form a picture in your heart. When you are sharing with others, what happens? You are transmitting it. For you have this treasure. So where is the failure? I say, where is the failure? It's not there. Now listen to this. You see this money we are talking about? Money. This color paper. Do you remember when Jesus and Peter were going? They got to a place where they're supposed to pay tax. He said, he asked Peter, who's supposed to pay? He said, okay, now, for us not to offend them, cast your hook. Throw it into the water. Bring the fish out. Bring the money out of the mouth. It means there is money in your mouth. Huh? How do I say this? God that is in you, all silver and gold belongs to him. When you speak it out from your mouth, something happens. Do you read your Bible? Did you say open the belly? Huh? Do you know what God gave you when Jesus, what Jesus promised you? I will give you a mouth and a wisdom. Now, Jesus is the wisdom of God, which he enters us, but he takes your mouth to release him. As you are releasing him, people are getting saved. People are getting healed. People are getting delivered. Out of 10, one will return. Huh? He said, don't seek after what you are going to eat. Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All this money matter, they go come to you. Is it happening? Say, money is not my problem. He that owns the silver and gold lives in you now. You will have asked Jesus, Jesus, how do you get money in your ministry? Do you notice that those people whom Jesus healed, delivered, that they were willingly, voluntarily bringing out of their substances and giving to him. May I tell you this to all of you listening to me? For you to begin to enjoy financial abundance, you must enter into God's purpose for your life. That's the greater key. If you enter, this is God's purpose, you enter it. Then it takes over. Hey, you are not with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus Lee. Hallelujah, Jesus Lee. He lives in me. He lives with me. Hallelujah, Jesus Lee.
Jesus Lee.
No more sickness.
Jesus Lee.
No more poverty. Jesus Lee.
He lives in me.
He lives with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to let the devil know that it's finished.
It's finished.
Friends, everybody listen to me. That particular challenge in your life is finished in this meeting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That thing of disgrace.
Yes.
In your life. That you are even afraid of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are finished forever.
Amen. Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
Something is happening already.
Yes. Thank you.
Let me give you two scripture passages and we continue.
Mm.
I love you because that's my food. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Don't know why?
Mm.
Jesus said it should be my food.
Yes.
See, my spirit should feed on the word of God. It's my food. Isaiah 50 verse 7 and 9 and Isaiah 41 verse 10, 11 to 13. Hallelujah. For the Lord God will help me. Can you say the Lord God will help me? Because he's my helper. Look at the next. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Everything of shame, things of disgrace in your life is over forever. Because God shall help you. You know, sometimes in a spiritual environment like this, natural man is what is he talking about? But something is going on. Get connected. Get connected. Get connected. Verse 9. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wash all as a garment. The moon shall eat them up. When God is your helper, anyone that is against you, they are finished. Oh. Everyone against you. Those who have been mocking you. Before the end of this year. They will come to celebrate with you. No. Before the end of this year. Watch out. When it happens, give glory to God. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 13. There's something great happening now. I want you to put that challenge backward. Put it at the back of your. Don't put it in your front. Put it at the back. Look at God as your helper. And he will help you. Because he's helping you. Because he's your helper. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah. Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look at the next verse. Oh my God, I just feel excited. Listen to me. Say, behold, look and see. All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. When God is your helper,
Do you know why we pray against our enemy in those days? We never knew that God is our helper. When you say your enemy will pay, look at it now.
Verse 12 and 13. Oh, very wonderful. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of none. Look at verse 13. Very wonderful. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help. God will not fail. He can never fail. May God to be your helper forever. They came to David day by day. They were coming to him to help him. He didn't write a letter to them. There was a time a woman needed money desperately. In this city. Iran, we were all there that day. We were about going out. The Spirit of God spoke. In 24 hours, something will happen. Less than 24 hours. I'm not talking of thousands of naira, millions of naira. The woman came again before and said, the thing has happened. We know it will happen. Before we speak, it already happened. Because He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Shame is no longer be your portion. Oh my God. Glory to God. Psalm 35. Verse 15. I pray. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Glory to God. So give me back 13, please. Hallelujah. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Many of you are fasting and pray. It's as if there is no result. But one thing I know, and I'm sure of, this night, you will see the result. Yeah. Psalm 25. Hallelujah. Verse 15. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net. When you look at God as your helper, He plucks you out of the net. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every net of trouble, every net of sorrow, every death of backbone, the law is plugging you out now. I know this meeting is an answer to some prayer. Because some have been saying, Lord, when are you going to do it? I hear God saying, tonight, the battle is over. What I thought by the Holy Ghost, as poor, yet many, many rich. Yes, I said, look again. Listen. Because God liveth, and His word liveth forever, His word will not go forth without accomplishing its purpose. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever net you are operating under, the Almighty God is pulling you out now. I want us to do the prophetic declaration now. You are going to move. I walk out of this net of trouble. I walk out of this net. Mention it. I walk out tonight because God pulled me out. I walk out. Glory, glory to God. Oh, walk out of that net of trouble. Walk out of that net of shame. What God is doing in your life, no one will reverse it. Apostle, listen to this.
You are returning to your base. You are returning to your base. As the Lord liveth, you will become a sought out person. God. Return by your returning back by the Spirit of the Lord, you will become a sought out person. You know why? Those who saw Elisha when he was going, is he returning? They came and bowed. You are returning. People will bow for you. Sickness will bow for you. Forces of nature will bow for you. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. How many of you are blessed already? Wave your hand to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, I am receiving my own baptism with the Holy Ghost and fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm receiving now. I'm receiving now. My own baptism with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the name of Jesus. You know, when the Holy Ghost come upon your life, something happens. You don't only hear, you see him. Ezekiel 39 verse 29. Sorry, that's my food. You only talk about what you eat every day. Hallelujah. Now one of my father in faith is there. He's no longer reading the Bible. He's eating it. I added my own. I'm drinking. I'm eating and drinking it. At the same time. Ezekiel 39:29. God bless you. Neither will I hide my face anymore from them. For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel. Fear the Lord God. When the Holy Ghost comes, you see God face to face. You see him. You see him. He says he will no longer hide his face from you. And you know, of course, when trouble is standing now, and you are seeing God, what will he say? What happened to the trouble? Therefore, for this reason, every trouble that surrounds your life, by virtue of you seeing Jesus now, I set them ablaze. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You know one thing with God's prophecy part time, word of knowledge? You can tap into it. Huh? Isaiah prophesied upon his two sons. Say, I am my father for signs, I am my children for signs and wonder. But when Brother Paul came, he said, Isaiah prophesied, but he talks about us. You can jump into it and say it's my own. Say there is an occasion of celebration for me. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Celebration. 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 Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.